Consider the following case. A man owns an Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, and he wakes up in the morning and he wants breakfast. He goes to his Eved, he says, I want you to make me scrambled eggs. The Eved says, I don't feel like it. The owner's shocked, the Eved's insolence. He says again, I asked you to make me scrambled eggs. The Eved Kanani says again, I don't want to. One more time, the owner says, if you don't make me scrambled eggs, you've got it coming to you. The Eved Kanani says, no, thank you. The owner, overcome with rage, punches the Eved Kanani, breaks his nose, and he's immediately struck by what he's done. He calls Hatzalah, and Hatzalah comes, they bring the Eved Kanani, he's bleeding profusely, they bring him to the hospital. The Eved Kanani, initially, he is okay, but eventually succumbs to his wounds and dies. What would be the halacha in this case? If you'd ask me, from reading the Chumash, this week's parasha, from learning Medrash Halacha, from learning Shas, I would think that the owner is pater. He's not going to be, even though the Torah tells me that the murder of Eved Kanani is a capital crime, there's an exception. There's an exception. If the owner of an Eved strikes his Eved, and the Eved dies right away, then the owner is put to death. However, if the Eved does not die right away, the Torah says, if he lives for Yom or Yomayim, which Chazal interpret to mean for 24 hours, if the owner would strike the Eved, and the Eved would live another 24 hours, and only subsequently die, then the owner is not put to death. But here the Rambam has a chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Pak Beis Halachi Dalet, tells us an incredible chiddush on this halacha. Yiroh Ali, says the Rambam, it would seem to me, with that introduction, the Rambam tells us that this is not a conclusion that he reached. This is not a halacha, a chiddush that he found explicitly in Chazal, but the conclusion he reached on his own. It's his own understanding of the halacha. Yiroh Ali, it would seem to me, says the Rambam, that the whole din of Yom Yomayim, that the tour of an owner, that if the owner would strike his Eved, and the Eved would die, more than 24 hours later, the owner would be putter from Misa, says the Rambam, that only if the owner struck his Eved with a rod, a stick, or a whip, or some tool which would be used in the context of enforcing labor. However, says the Rambam, if the owner strikes his Eved with a knife, or a sword, or even a fist, anything which is not a tool for enforcing labor, but just an expression of the owner's wrath, in such a case, says the Rambam, the owner is put to death, even if the Eved only succumbs to his wounds, even a year after the initial strike. From this halacha, we see a few incredible things. Number one, the Rambam's conviction in how he learned Pshuto Shel Mikra, and as in his conviction as a posek, as a chacham of Teresh Mapet. You have here a person who, based on what we would have known, what we would have thought, what other poskim until the Rambam would have told us, that we have a person, this master, who would not be put to death. We would say he's put there, what he did was atrocious, but we would be morally surprised at what he did and bothered, but he would not be put to death. Says the Rambam, I would put that man to death. He has violated a capital crime. How do I know? Says the Rambam, because the Torah uses the word bashevet. Again, this is not a drasha that's explicit in Chazal, but the Rambam understood it that way. That since the Torah uses the word bashevet, that implies a tool which is used in the context of enforcing labor. And the Rambam is willing to paskin that. He's willing to put a man to death. That's number one. But number two, I think we see in this Rambam a very concrete and extreme expression of a very important and broad theme that the Rambam tells us in the end of Hilchos Avadim. The Rambam at the very, very end of Hilchos Avadim tells us that even though technically it's permitted for an owner to treat his Eved harshly, it is not the way of Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, we are commanded to live at a higher level, to live as Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomel Chassadim, and even to the Eved Kanani, even the Eved Kanani, who is literally on the fringes of Jewish society in every sense, in the religious sense, in the economic sense, in the political sense. He has no power or influence in any of those ways. He's totally subject to the whim of his master. Specifically there, says the Rambam, the master must treat his Eved with kindness, with concern, with compassion. And there, I think that this halacha, that the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Rotzeach, is just an expression of that. The Rambam understands that the ptur of the owner for when he would strike his eved is very, very limited. And is in no way a broad-based ptur that the owner just allowed to do whatever he wants. We obviously today do not have avadim kananim, but power structures exist at every level, in families, in institutions, in communities, in societies. And one of the major themes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys to us in this week's parasha, in the immediate aftermath of Matan Torah, is that our society is truly judged by the way and in the sensitivity it has towards its weakest members.